If you leave them on the whole time, you get to look like a noodle the whole time. And three, apparently. Okay, you're all switched on. We're good to go. Okay. Minutes. We decided to use a kinetic charger, standard chip, because it can come in various different sizes. It wasn't going to be a problem factor. We wanted a standby function. The case material is going to be soft, rubbery, changeable. Buttons with a combination of LCD and rubber, according to the design. Bright, funky designs, inspired by fruit, keeping with the hip kind of feel. And to try and incorporate voice recognition software into our design until we can find out more about the cost of things like that. And the rubber buttons that we'll use will be anti-RSI. Okay. Prototype presentation.
Is that for us?
I think
Yeah.
that would be you.
Okay.
Me and William worked on a prototype, and I think William is going to make a presentation on that.
Yeah, so I'll show it.
Yeah.
I'll show it. Oh, do you wanna
Make
do you
sure the
wanna
camera.
Hold it like.
Do you wanna hold it and
Yeah.
I'll show you the presentation. Can I just make sure?
Yes, you can. Wait a second, I'll get it out.
Cool. It's kind of crazy over here.
Just have one of those things and you can just take it off. Ta-da!
Okay, so this is
Done.
our look and feel presentation,
Okay.
our final presentation. And we'll first look at the exterior of what we've come up with over there. It's going to have a plastic body
Yeah.
with a sort of standard colour. Either we're thinking something fairly neutral, like a white or a light blue or something. This is underneath the rubberized outer casing, which there'd be sort of a wide choice. They would be attached, but we can come up with that.
Okay.
The wide choice of colours and sort of patterns, so you've got a lot of customization with it. It's obviously in a sort of clamshell design, and the top LCD screen that you can see there would be sort of
The
It's
black and white touch screen,
yeah, it would be
people
sort
can.
of inset into the top,
So
and
it's
the buttons
flush.
at the bottom would so it will fully close flat.
Oh, right,
Yeah,
okay, yeah.
yeah. And working on the inside, we've already said we've decided on the kinetic batteries, which actually thinking about it now, you could also probably attach to the flipping open and shut as well, so that you could probably get.
So put it in the top section rather than the bottom section
Yes.
because it's the top part
Yeah.
that's okay.
We decided that the voice recognition system, they did actually say on the email that they were sort of coming in and they were fairly easy to get hold of, so we presumed that they'd also be quite cheap. So you'd have something like what you'd shout out where is the remote, and it'll shout back, "I'm here," or something. And then,
Something.
yeah, it won't shout out, "I'm here," or something. It'll just shout out, "I'm here,"
Okay.
Okay.
or
I'm
something
under the
to
sofa.
similar effect.
Oh, that would be too
But yeah, if it
complicated.
was getting up, that could be something for next time, maybe. You can have a remote that tells you exactly where it is. The standard transmission with the TV using all the standard chips that we've talked about.
Infrared,
Um, it
etc.
would it would have obviously, because it's split over two different layers, it would need two separate PCBs that would be joined at the hinge through some sort of cabling. and because obviously all TVs use this the same infrared medium, we'd just be using the same thing to transmit the data, and the infrared sender would be on the on one of the bottom layer, just at the front of the.
It would have to be
yeah,
on the
front. Yeah,
on the front.
Front.
Oh right, yeah, okay,
so
yeah, got you.
If it's open here,
it's
so
still pointing. Yes.
Internet,
yeah, that makes sense.
And then finally, on the interface, the top screen, as you said, would be an inset black and white LCD touch screen, which would have all of the available functions for the remote on it, whereas the bottom screen would just contain the standard buttons, like the volume up and down, channel up and down, power on and off,
okay,
and things to that effect. And now we also decided on the inside we could possibly either have some kind of sort of bezeled logo on it, or something inset, or maybe an engraving of the logo on the top.
But not interfering with the outside look of the product.
No, not interfering with the whole look of the product when it's out on the thing. And finally, that's how we put the fashion back into electronics.
Thank you very much.
Yeah.
Wrapping it all up. Okay. I've now got evaluation criteria. Quite similar to what it was before, though.
Okay.
Sorry.
This stage of the evaluation is really for us as a team to evaluate if we have now got a product specification and prototype design that meets the criteria that we got from our market research. So this is the first stage of the evaluation. Now, the collection of the criteria, as we saw in our previous meeting, is based on the user requirements and trends found in the marketing report and marketing strategy of our company. So it's what we've discussed in the last meeting, are we actually meeting those trends and requirements? Now the findings that we came up with, just a recap, are here. The criteria that we want in this remote control are fancy look and feel, technological innovation, it should be easy to use, it should incorporate current fashion trends, and those the two main ones, that are the spongy texture and the fruit and vegetable strong design colours. The design should minimise RSI, and be easy to locate. And we were still slightly ambivalent as to whether to use voice recognition there, but that did seem to be the favoured strategy. But there was also on the sideline the thought of maybe having a beeper function. Okay, so we can come back to that slide if you don't have a note of those. I'll just show you how we're going to evaluate our own feedback to this, to what we have so far. We're going to use a 7-point scale, where 1 is true and 7 is false. We'll look at each of those criteria that I've just mentioned, I'll pull that slide back up, and I will just do a preliminary rating of all those criteria on the whiteboard here. Does that seem clear? Any questions? So we're going to look at these.
Is it everybody's going to evaluate or just the
one? Yes. We're going to come to, we'll discuss each one, and we'll come to a consensus rating between 1 and 7.
Okay.
1 is true, 7 is false. So I'm going to write all of that out again. So it will just be criteria 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, or A, B, C, D, E, F, to confuse it with the number later. C, D, E, F. This is where I'm going to say tiny I actually am.
Just write smaller.
Give our own individual rating, we could take an average at the end. How about that?
Yeah,
yeah,
that works.
So So I'll just separate the ratings by week. So if we go 1, 2, 3, 4, you know, this week.
Mm-hmm.
How do we feel about this prototype model relating to fancy? It is a fancy looking feel. 1 is true, 7 is false. My own rating for that would be a 2. 1 is true, 7 is false.
I would agree.
Yeah, I think.
Okay.
Yeah, I'd probably put it 2. Yeah, 2 or 3? No, 3. 3.
Okay. I'll say 2.
I would say 4.
A 4. Okay. Adding those up, we've got 6 and 5. 11 divided by 4 is what? 20 quarters?
I was 3.
20 quarters?
I think
Yeah.
Okay. 2.75. There we go. Okay. Criteria B. Criterion B. Technologically innovative. I would give that a.
I'd give it a 1.
Okay.
No, no, not at all.
A 2.
Yes, I got it wrong. The first one rating, I'm sorry. Can you just make it 2?
The
first.
Yeah,
I just thought it
the other
way.
Your rating to be a 2?
In
A. Is that what you're saying?
Yeah, I just thought.
So I want to go down to that again. It's a very slightly altered. Okay, I'm just
going to
do
it's just 2.5 for that one.
2.5, okay. Using one decimal point. So you're rating for this one?
2.
2, okay. So that is 8, so things are down to 2 nice and simple. Yes. Okay. Ease of use, easy to use. Based on what you said there, I would say 1.
True. 2.
I would say a 2. I would say a 2.
2.
I should have said a 2 to make the arithmetic. We'll just put almost 2 because
1.75. Okay.
We want to eliminate that we can do it. Then we're looking at it incorporates current fashion trends, and that's particularly in relation to our market research findings about the spongy texture to the exterior and the fruit and vegetable design colours.
Yeah.
Right. So I'm just thinking before I give it my rating, you were limited in the use of materials for your prototype here.
Yeah.
Is this actually going to be the colours that you
use? No, no, the base colour was
white,
white or
blue.
Or sort of a light blue, but the changeable faces would allow you to get any, basically, any one of a number of colours.
So you could use any strong fruit and veg colours, and that's what we're looking to do.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay. And the spongy feels and problems.
No,
yeah,
no,
because
so that's the spongy feel would be
because
in
of
the rubber that you put around it. That,
okay.
Otherwise, it's just sort of hard plastic.
In that case, it's got to be a 1 for me.
Yeah, I'll give it a 1 as well.
1.
That part was very silly. Okay. Moving on to, does the design minimise the page of strain? I don't think we've really touched on that a lot. We've discussed it. We haven't really come up with anything that we felt completely reduced that. We've talked about quantity, but the very use of remote control, if you're someone who's yapping or sitting there,
yeah.
We found so many people do, how do you minimise that such a simple time?
Well, the type of button that we're going to use in the bottom half, the material, minimises RSI, it's meant to.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe because it's like with the size that we've got, it's quite small, but with the amount of stuff we're putting on it, isn't that much.
Mm-hmm.
So maybe because there's more space, it's not kind of moving around, trying to hit accurately the buttons in between.
Mm-hmm.
It's quite obvious, just big buttons.
Mm-hmm. I think I'm going to have to be unsure on that.
go for a 5 actually.
4.
Yeah, it was a voice. Voice recognition.
And we have given the cost on that.
That's feasible.
That sounds good then. I'd go for we can adjust the volume on that just as we could volume on TV.
I think
sound is in the other room or TV's in different rooms.
I think it would probably be
a standard.
It would be a standard. It would be quite loud.
It would be.
So it would be,
and if you didn't hear it in the room that you were standing in, then you realised that it wasn't in that room, you'd go into another room.
I do realise that it might be in very biased for what you're
So, how do you feel about this? We've got the highest rating of meeting specifications, that is definitely true, for two of the 6 criteria there, that is for incorporates current fashion trends and easy to locate. The lowest rating we've got, which is really, it's not terribly low, it's close around neutral, is for the minimization of repetitive strain injury. Do we feel on the basis of that, these evaluation findings that we can go ahead and produce this as a prototype and market it, or do we have to make further modifications?
I don't think so.
I think
I think for most of those ratings that it's high enough that the upper end of the scale for us to go ahead with that, and I really doubt if on the basis of current technology and current capabilities we could actually do much
apart from having a huge big
Well, I hope that's clear to the team. Is there anything you would like to ask me about the findings before
don't think so. Okay, thank you. Okay, I've got finance here now. I'm going to plug this in so you can all see it, if that's okay. Right. Now I presume that the screen will go blank. That okay. We just type numbers into this and we come out with the final value. So are we still on for kinetic?
Yeah.
Okay. See, it would have been handy to have this at the beginning. It might have influenced our choice. Right, what's happening with the electronics?
There's regular chip on print and...
Double code.
You put in 3 for the number of kinetic cells, there should just be 1. In the top, it's the number.
Oh, right, okay. Thanks.
Yeah.
So would there be 2?
Yeah, just, no, 1.
One chip?
Yeah, 1 of them and 1 sample sensor and sample speaker.
Okay.
No double curve. No.
One double curve.
2, because it's 2.
It has a slightly flattened bottom so it can fit.
So what's a single curve then?
Yeah, I'd say
it's a flat bottom with 1 curve.
Yeah, I think it's
so just one double curve.
One double curve.
Yeah.
One's double curved, and then
the
other
one's
at
the sides, but it's slightly flattened at the bottom, so it doesn't roll over.
We've got plastic and rubber, haven't we?
Yeah, plastic 1 and maybe rubber 0.5.
Not 11.
No, I think rubber, since it's been used just as a casing, we can put 0.5.
Yeah.
Do you think?
Yeah, because there are, I think it allows the 0.5, no? We can use that.
Yeah.
Okay.
What does it mean if you put 0.5?
Yes, we are not using a lot of rubber actually.
It would be like saying we're using
a very low quantity of rubber compared to plastic.
See, it says case material.
Mm-hmm.
So we're not actually using plastic in a case,
no,
are we?
No, that's, it's
actually it's including.
So that shouldn't be actually on there because that's not incorporated in the cost of the remote. You get.
But it's going to be part of the total cost, and there's nowhere else we can put that in, is there? There's nowhere else we can code for the rubber used in the casing. So do we not have to account for the cost somewhere then?
Okay, we'll just put it in as half. Or we should just put it in as 1 because plastic is 0 anyway.
Yeah. Okay.
And we don't step on anyone's toes. Okay, special colour, do we need that?
In the night,
do
we? Something like
yeah, okay. Interface.
Push button.
Yeah, we'll push buttons 1 and also display 1.
Buttons.
I think we could change the battery also. Instead of going for kinetic, how about going for a standard battery?
Does that not make any difference? If you click off that square now, does that make any difference?
Has that not gone up? Oh no, it was 7.5, it's changed not a lot.
Don't curve completely and just actually making the rubber case the curve. Does that make any difference?
Uncurved flat.
Well, it's not made any difference,
No.
Oh, it's not calculated
no,
it.
To click off to calculate it.
Okay, there we go.
So
it's not a lot though.
Yeah, you might be assuming that is in euros, it could be in dollars. And then it would be fine because the exchange rate.
We haven't been dealing with dollars though,
I think it's in euros.
Okay, so the highest we've got is the electronics here. And the interface.
If we moved away from our much loved idea of a kinetic battery and just
going to
standard batteries, would that make a huge difference?
Yeah, the standard, it would make one difference. The biggest one would be taking away, if you took away.
What I feel is customers never said anything about the battery. It's internal, nobody looks into the battery.
Yeah.
But shape and colour, that's something
if
we should
If you take away the voice, I don't like to say it, but if you take away the voice recognition, then you've got it.
Where's that special call?
Can you see what difference
it
makes?
Where's the,
yeah, no,
where's the voice recognition?
It's samples, sense samples, speaker.
Right, okay.
Take away that'll make it 12.25.
Well, the kinetic is 3. If we change it to the battery, that's
so
minus 3.
No, yeah, but you...
Oh right. Keep saying 0. We can do it some other way. It doesn't have to be voice recognition. We could do voice recognition for, you know, business class or something, you know, like an upgraded version.
Yeah.
You could choose to have that or not.
But I mean, in I don't see why we have to sell it for 25 years now, because they were saying they were quite willing to pay more for a better product.
But we're still working to...
So should we just change the design specification then?
Maybe if we're working to head off the specification, if this is what this project team's working for, we can put in our recommendations for what we've found and what the consensus that we've come to the joint meeting. But we need to work to that specification to start with.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
and I think the voice recognition sounds wonderful, but our object is so distinctive that that in itself is going to make it easier to locate, in a first instance. As you say, we can offer the voice recognition initially to business class customers.
Okay, we can make the price fit and then say if we'd had our budget, we would have had this, because it also sets it apart from the crowd. They like their gadgets, they like something that's completely different.
Yeah.
It's something completely different associated with your company. Right, okay, so...
So if we take voice recognition out...
That'll do it.
12.3?
Yeah,
we're
closing the budget.
Is it
12.5? No, it's 12.25.
Are you sure? Sorry, not meaning to date you.
Yeah, well, 12.25 times 2 is 25, isn't it?
It's 12.5 maybe. I don't know, but 50% is the cost.
I think the agenda cost. One was where the price was, wasn't it? No.
Mm.
So we're under?
Yeah, under.
Well done, people.
Okay.
So, is that got us covered for the electronics then? We don't need something else to take that place?
No.
Okay.
Because that was just a bolt on extra, and you could just take that out. And it would be fine.
Okay. Right, so we've done that. Okay, product evaluation. We've done room for creativity, haven't we?
Yeah.
Because we've got decisions that we would have made that we weren't, didn't feel able to make. I presume we discussed leadership and teamwork?
Yes.
In the sense that, did you feel like a team, or did you feel like autonomy?
There was so much interaction, so much that we needed to bounce off each other. And I certainly felt her listen to, and that in relevant areas we've been able to give and take and adjust our agreement.
Yeah, I think it is a very constructive feedback by everybody. It's not like people trying to cut each other. It is more of a through cohesive teamwork. We came to a very pretty creative design. I think Sarah, you coordinated the work very well.
Thank you. How did you find it?
Yeah, no, I thought it went really well. And I feel that everyone was listened to, and all the points that were raised seem to have been sorted out. They didn't quite make the voice recognition in there, but that's good.
Yeah.
I think it would have made it into the final product if it was actually. So if we'd seen the marketing before the initial specification was put out, I think maybe it would have come out a little different.
Yeah. I like the fact that we could say an idea and it be suggested that there wasn't the best idea, but no one felt like shot down.
Yeah.
You know, it didn't matter saying what you thought, because if it wasn't something that was that relevant, then it didn't matter, because it was just another idea in the field.
Yeah.
Like that. Teamwork. Well, you two created that wonderful specimen of a Play-Doh model.
Yeah.
I'm still not caught up. But that's nothing to do with the teamwork at all.
Maybe we should think of branching it into children's stories.
Maybe.
Maybe.
Yeah, that was quite fun. Means, whiteboard, digital pens, etc. What does that mean? Any
we
ideas?
Just
Yeah, I think we probably would have used the Azure email system more had we actually
had time to kind of
had more time, and if we'd been separated more.
Yeah, because we could just sort of say, sorry, what did you say about that, or what do you think about that,
yeah.
rather than having to email it.
Yeah.
But it was nice having it there, like the whole picture of the thing.
Yeah, I didn't like moving around the room. I think it's good. Like, we spend times individually. I never thought of a remote control with a flip top.
Yeah, I think it's new ideas in general.
Other areas, it's, you know, bringing things from other areas in. It's, I mean, nothing is new.
Mm.
It's applying it to a different area.
Vegetables.
6 months.
Yeah.
Yeah, no.
Yes.
Well, they have to come from somewhere, don't they?
Yeah.
And as was shown by your presentation with all of the other controls, remote controls, no one's thought about it particularly. I mean, they're slightly different, so someone's been shut in a room and said, make ours a bit different from everyone else's because this is something we should think about. But obviously no one's put any great deal of thought into it.
Well, I don't think the companies are really concerned. They're just, we've got a DVD player. Does anyone remember the remote control? Can't you get the one that we used for the last one? Yeah, just jazz it up a bit. They don't really think about it, because normally the remote control isn't the product that they're trying to ship. They're trying to ship the DVD player, the video.
But then when everything is really smart, and you've just got this big chunk of black thing sitting on your coffee table, it doesn't go. I mean, if you could have something that's a proper, funky thing, a funky item that's individual to you. I mean, they could even go into, you go in with an idea, and they design it on Photoshop, and then they just get it printed on the plastic.
Yeah.
You'd pay a lot extra because it's individually being, plastic was being made for you.
Yeah.
But people could have anything that they wanted because of the product.
Like, people give a lot of attention to modifying mobile phones.
Mm.
Like every month you see a new launch or something like that.
Yeah.
And new television products coming up, but nobody giving a much idea to this.
I think it's really good that this has been very market research based, because just going back to mobile phones, I mean, this is a fresh change in remote control devices that I can really, you know, say is it's obvious and visible. We see it in mobile phones a lot, and that's where we pour a lot of ideas from. There are innovations in that people don't really want.
Yes.
I see people wanting a model of the phone they're really happy with, and they can't get it.
Yeah.
It's innovation for innovation's sake, and I think it's wonderful that our company is so R&D based.
Well, it's innovation for money's sake that people have to keep
it's
buying.
It onto
yeah.
I think that, you know, they might want to buy the thing they
and you can't get, you've got your handset that works fine, but you can't get the battery anymore for that type of phone because the phones have moved on, things like
so
that.
To fit it.
Yes. It's madness. In closing, there we go. Our costs are below budget, with recommendations that the budget be increased. But I think, I don't know, what do you think? Do you think that takes into account overheads, like us being well paid kind of thing, and the heating for the building? Do you think our budget includes everything, all the costs that are going out? So it looks like it's going to be 50% profit. You've still got all of the overheads to come out of that. So maybe increasing it you would also have to increase the price that it sold at.
Maybe
yeah,
but I think, but you were saying that that's quite.
Yeah,
I think in an email that we were given, it's very specific. I think we've done what we're required to do, and I think there'll have to be another project team or a new project for us to look at those kind of things. I don't think that's something we have to look at.
Yeah.
And wonder we're raising the cash for.
Yeah,
it's done very well to get within budget and still make such an innovative item.
Yeah.
That I think people are really going to want.
It's a shame it won't ever get made. Maybe it will. Maybe someone will run down and paint it. The project has been evaluated well and truly. And we've got the meeting summary and questionnaire. Oh, so we've got about 50 minutes to catch up with everything that I fell behind with. So I'll be delegating in my role as project supervisor. So good luck.
Celebration, you can talk about.
I think the celebration is the £25. Either that or we'll be dancing on the desks.
Okay. Is that it then?
Yeah, just the last, I think. I think I've got minutes for two of the meetings and the last thingy.
I didn't have to rate you on how much you influenced the meeting this time.
Was that not the questionnaire for the how you felt you'd done in your thing?
Oh, right. But do they not sometimes evaluate in those meetings?
Yeah, there's, yeah. I think, yeah, questionnaire 7 was the one I did just before the meeting.